Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And if He isn't yours, He wants to be. If He isn't yours, He can be. If He isn't yours, He came to be, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And friend, I'll tell you, if you're lost, you need to be saved. If you're lost, friend, you need to get out of that column and get in the saved column. You need to do it. You need to do it quickly. My, listen, friend, I've got a message that, well, it's not new, but it's always good. It's like brand new when we hear it, is it not? Out of the book of Jonah, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum. The book of Jonah, chapter 3. I'm going to take my text verse out of chapter 3. I'll just preach a little bit out of that book. And I'm going to tell you what the text is before I began to preach and even before Debbie sings, if that's all right. And I don't do that very often, only when I feel like God would have me to. I'm going to talk about God is a God of second chances. Hey, I don't know about you, but I want to say amen right there. Thank God. I want to say amen right there. Look, if you need a do-over, if you need a new start, if you need a restoration, friend, I'm telling you, my God, God is able. Listen, God is willing. If you come to Him, if you turn to Him, if you do what Jonah did, right there in the bottom of that sea, in the midst of that whale's belly, or at least when he was on his way down, he turned to God, looked to the heavens, and called upon God. And you know what he found? He found a God of grace. Found a God of mercy. Well, Debbie's going to sing a song right now. The title of it is, If It Were Not For His Grace, There Go I. Look, the grace of God is available. The God of all grace is still around, and you can get some today.
If it were not for His grace, oh, there go I. Been you and me. If
I'll say amen right there. Thank God for Calvary. Well, folks, in the book of Jonah, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, in the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 1, and it's familiar to Bible readers, no doubt in my mind, it's familiar passage to Bible readers. The Bible says this, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. Thank God. Listen, friend, God is a God of second chances. God is a God of second chances. Anybody out there play golf? Ever have played golf? I used to. I don't anymore. But one of my favorite things of golfing is what we refer to as a mulligan. Now you don't get a mulligan in tournament play. No, sir. Every time your club head intentionally hits the ball, or even accidentally hits the ball, it is a stroke. Boy, I'll tell you though, when you get together with your friends and you know, you're amateurs all the way, you hit a bad shot, you sliced it to the right, or maybe you duck hooked it to the left, and all of a sudden you say, "I'm gonna hit a mulligan." Well, that meant that first one didn't count. I need a do-over. I need another opportunity. You ever had a teacher to give you a pop quiz? Didn't you love that when you were in school? I mean, they said, "All right, put your books up, get a pencil paper out. We're gonna take a pop quiz." Hey, didn't you like it when they say, "Look, we're gonna have another pop quiz. You all did so bad on the first one. We'll give you another chance, another opportunity." I'm telling you, friend, life doesn't always give us another chance. I mean, opportunities come and go, and if we miss them, if we don't reach out and seize them, if we have them in our hands and mess up with them, when they're gone, they're gone. But oh, can I tell you something? Can I shout something to you? Can I express from the depths of my heart the truth about a God who is a God of grace, a God of mercy, and a God of love, a God who is rich in mercy and long suffering? He is a God of second chances. Hey, I don't know who I'm talking to today. I have no idea who all's listening. Maybe this is your first time. Maybe you think, "Preacher, if something doesn't happen today, it's going to be my last time." But listen, I bless God. God is a God of grace. He's a God of all grace. I'm telling you, He's a God of compassion. He's the God of do-overs. He's a God, friend, listen, that will restore and renew and regenerate us. And I just thought I may be speaking to somebody that's saved. Your name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your sins are under the blood. But boy, listen, you're in a backslidden condition. You've been about as disobedient as anybody could be. You've gone the wrong way, done the wrong things. You're so cold and indifferent, it's not funny. Oh, God is, listen, a God of second chances. And I'm glad He is in the Book of Psalms. Psalm 85, 15, the word 86 and 15. I'm sorry, 86. And 15, the Word of God says, But thou, O Lord, art a God of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. May I tell you, God is that. But I want to caution us all. I want everybody listening to me today, right now, say amen. Well, if you're listening and if you said amen, God is a God of grace. God is a God of second chances. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. He doesn't always have to be. He isn't always that. That it isn't always the fact that He gives in, but oh, maybe today you need it. Maybe today this message is just for you. Maybe today you're a Jonah. Maybe today you've taken a ride in a whale's belly. But oh, what a great book this is. What a great book of hope. You know, when this man went down to Nineveh, preached maybe about 8 words, it changed the destiny of a multitude of people. Oh, listen, friend, God is a God of grace, but He's also a God of judgment. He's also a God of justice. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. True and faithful are His judgments altogether. But oh, just listen every now and then. When somebody like me and you messes up, when somebody like you or I disobey, when somebody like you and me, for whatever the reason it may be, we say, "God, I know this is Your will, but I I'm not going to do it right now. Lord, I don't think it's for me. Or God, I'm just going in the opposite direction. Oh, thank God for the place called Calvary. Thank God for a God of grace. Listen, you all maybe know more about the book of Jonah than what I do, but oh, what a great book it is. Listen, Jesus vouched for the veracity of a man by the name of Jonah. Jesus said, listen, you'll not get another sign save Jonah the prophet. Hey, a lot of people may not believe this book. They may not believe that a whale swallowed a man, but I'm telling you, the Word of God said a man swallowed a whale. I would believe it. Satan hates this book. Do you know it? Because Jesus said he's a type. Jonah is of the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But let's look at verse 2 of chapter 1. God said unto Jonah, he said, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry to it, for their wickedness is come up before me. I can't tell you everything I'd like to tell you about why Jonah ran the wrong way, but he did. He knew where Nineveh was located. He knew who lived at Nineveh. He knew what God would do. He knew the God of grace. He knew that God of mercy. I mean to tell you, he clearly heard the will of God for his life. But you know what he did? He chose to disobey. There's some people that disobey the clear command of God because they don't think they're able to do what God called them to do. Well, let's face it, sir. Let's face it, ma'am. We're not able, but God is. Thank God. And if we just submit to Him, surrender to Him, and say, all right, Lord, I'm just a lump of clay. Here I am, just a piece of dirt. You take it and use it. And it's kind of like when Moses gave God his rod. It was Moses' rod till God took it. God took it and made it His rod and gave it back to Moses. Thank God that rod had more power in it after God got a hold of it and gave it back to Moses than Moses ever dreamed of. Oh, listen, friend. You may have chosen to go against the will of God. You may have chosen to disobey God. And I'm telling you, it's a fearful thing. Fearful thing to rebel against God. Do you hear me? But oh, listen. Listen, I can't help but thank God is extending you some hope and you some help today. Regardless of who you are, man, woman, boy, or girl, regardless of what you've rebelled against God about or disobeyed God about, God is calling you today and saying, listen, God is a God of second chances. I look at verse 3. The Bible said, but Jonah, but, boy, listen, God had said one thing, but Jonah rose to flee into Tarsus from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa. You know what Jonah did? He attempted to do the impossible. I mean to tell you, he was headed for a place opposite where God wanted him to go, opposite of what God's will was. But let me tell you something. You can't get away from God. Do you hear me? David said, and I'll probably not get it quoted nearly as well as it should be, but he said, listen, if I take the wings of the morning, fly to the othermost parts of the heaven, thou art there. Said, if I make my bed in hell, there thou art. Hey, listen, folks, we can't run away from God. We can't run long enough, can't run far enough, can't run hard enough to get away from the presence of God. But I'll tell you what we ought to do. Let me encourage you right now. Maybe you haven't gotten in the whale's belly yet. Maybe you haven't gone down as far as you can go. Why don't you stop running away? Why don't you turn and run back to God, friend? You don't have to go down as far. You don't have to go down as hard as old Jonah did. I don't know about you, but I'm sure you have. You've noted that direction that's mentioned there in verse 3, have you not? Two times in verse 3, in verse 5, and in chapter 2, verse 6, where Jonah went down. Jonah went down. Listen to Joppa. He went down. Friend, listen. When he paid the fare, he went down in the side of the ship. Oh, he went down. Listen. To the base of the mountains. Oh, when we run against God, when we go away from God, folks, the only way it is down. I don't know how far you are. I don't know how far you're willing to go. But I'll tell you, I believe God sent me this way. How to get between you and God and get you to stop and turn and run the other way. Oh, there was a man one time, a wrong way, what was his name? Wrong way somebody. I'll just call him Charlie for right now. He was in a race and I'm thinking it was in the Olympics. And he ran, no, it was in a football game. And he ran the wrong way. Isn't that amazing? saying, oh, sir, listen, ma'am, if you're running the wrong way, why don't you stop and turn around? You know what he did in verse 3? So he paid the fare. We always pay when we run against God. When we run away from God, how we always pay. Do you know that? Oh, we pay with broken hearts. We pay with broken spirits. We pay with broken bodies. We pay with broken relationships. We may pay with broken homes. And oh, listen, friend, how you're going to pay. There's always a price to pay. If you don't believe me, ask Moses 40 years. 40 years after that, he thought he would do God's will his way. After, bless God, he killed that Egyptian, buried him in the sand. After it was found out that he had done that very thing, he hightailed it into the wilderness, did he not? Ended up spending the next 40 years on the backside of a desert tending his father-in-law's sheep. Peter, look what Peter did. When he stood outside Caiaphas' hall that day and three times denied that he knew Jesus, he did exactly what Psalms 1, 1, 2, and 3 says that we're not to do. We're not to stand. He said, blessed is the man that standeth not in the counsel of the ungodly, sitteth in the way of the scorner, or standeth in the way of the... Well, let me turn over there and read it. My, isn't that sad? Can't even quote that great verse of Scripture. I'm getting to be so old. It's not funny. Isn't that a shame? He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, standeth the way of the sinner, sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Hey, folks, listen, Peter paid. He went out and wept bitterly, did he not? Him and the Lord's eyes met that day. Had Jesus locked eyes with Peter. And when he saw the Lord looking at him, he loathed himself. Oh, he burst out in bitter tears and wept. My. What about that man by the name of Samson? Listen, bless God, he lost his hair. Not only his hair, but his strength. Not only his strength, bless God, but his Nazarite vow. When he told Delilah that his strength lay in his hair. Oh, look, friend, but thank God. He paid. They put his eyes out. They cut his hair. They made him a laughing stock and a public spectacle down there in that Philistine city. But oh, thank God, because God is the God of second chances. His hair began to grow. Peter preached a great message on Pentecost to where 3,000 souls were saved. And that man Moses, after spending 40 years learning he couldn't do it, and God would have to, God allowed him to lead the children of Israel out of a land called Egypt. Have a look at verse 4. It says, but the Lord... Thank God. Listen, Jonah was running away. He got in that ship. He went down the side of the ship. He went asleep in the ship, but the Lord. Listen, friend, I don't know what kind of storms have been in your life. I don't know whether they've been physical, financial, relational, whatever it is. But God's able to send the storm in your life. Why don't you stop and reconsider and just see where the storm has come from and remember that God is the master of the waves and the sea. Have a look at verse 5, and this is rather amazing. Then the mariners were afraid. I cried every man unto his own God, cast forth the wares who in the ship and the sea to lighten them of it. But Jonah was gone down in the sides of the ship and lay. He was fast sleeping. So the shipmaster came to me. It's amazing, friend. Listen, it's amazing, friend, the kind of shape that we can get in when we're running.